On this second week of Advent, we know that God's Word again invites us to think about this holy season and always mindful that God invites us to prepare for the coming of the Lord. And this weekend, in a special way, though, it is God's Word that speaks, and especially through the great messenger or prophet, John the Baptist, who enters the scene. This weekend and next weekend, we'll hear John inviting people to this great gift and call to conversion. But I want us to think for a moment, mindful that as John came, that he was a very peculiar person. At times, he was not only rough on the edges, and maybe his message was rather brisk, but also sometimes challenging. And to think that his life, though, resembled that, his clothes weren't exactly in modern-day fashion, as well as his food or diet, huh? Wild honey and bugs, locusts. Not many of us would really aspire to that. But he lived a simple life. He lived in the desert, and that's where he began his ministry of preaching, calling people to think about the kingdom of God. But his message was, in some sense, brief, but it had great power. And so I want to share with you just to think about a couple words, and I call them power words from God, but also others that you might encounter in real life. So just think about, in the last couple weeks, how many times you've seen or heard the word sail. Huh? Or to think of, at times, mindful that we're in the season of championships and many things, of concept of win or victory. Even simple words like yes or no, or then go or stop. And then we think about more of God's word, believe, faith, hope, spirit, mercy, kingdom, fruit, encouragement. But the word that John the Baptist spoke so boldly was repent. And at times we can hear that word and think, well, that's for people who are really bad sinners. But really it's for all of us, because there's always a call or a way in which God wants to somehow transform us. And thus reconciliation or repentance is a way for God to help us kind of renew that relationship with him and with others. And just to think that next weekend, as a parish, we'll celebrate the communal penance service, an opportunity for us to celebrate the sacrament in a liturgical and external way, to say that we all recognize that God still wants us to grow in virtue and sometimes to overcome or to let go of things of this earthly world that prohibit us from growing in our relationship with God or others. We can also think about the first reading today. So it's a reading of great hope. Isaiah comes and he talks about a sprout coming from the root or the stump of Jesse. And to know that Jesse was the father of King David. And so to think that from King David then also came the gift of Jesus and the bloodline of Jesus' family. So sometimes, especially in Matthew's gospel, Jesus might be referred to as the son of David. Again, mindful of that lineage. But his message is also one that invites us to think about how the Spirit, as well as the gifts of the Spirit, can bring about this change that is good for humanity and the world and God's kingdom. And at the end, just to think of the examples he gave. You know, how many of us, I don't think many parents would say, I'm going to let my baby child play in her little bed with a snake, a poisonous snake right nearby. We wouldn't do that, huh? But it talks about how this transformation of God enables two opposites to say they can be in harmony. They can somehow be reconciled. And that's the power of God. The power of God at work, calling us then to not only be holy people, but to embrace the gift of God's transformation. As we listen to John the Baptist, obviously, like I said, as the great prophet, as his message called people to repentance, some people came forward and he said, my baptism is the first one with water, but a greater one is coming because of Jesus and the gift of the Spirit that will then, in a sense, be also be the great purifier, that helps us think about virtue and the good things that God wants to accomplish, which is peace, justice, fruit, a dwelling place, encouragement. And thus, Advent, even as one of the spiritual commentators would say, is not a time of casual waiting, but it's really a time of serious and demanding piece of work for each one of us. To say that as we anticipate Christmas, God also wants us on our physical, mental, and spiritual way of preparing for the Lord for each one of us. And Christ hopes that we can make a little room. And thus we hear that example also in the Gospel of Matthew. It says that the axe lies at the root of the trees that are not fruitful. And so it reminds us of a cutting away or maybe detachment of things that don't help us or drag us down from the goodness of God's kingdom and covenant. So as we pray today, I want you to think about these two questions. What do I want to change so that I can draw more closer to God during Advent? There's still time. We got about 3 weeks. Secondly, where do I possibly need detachment in my own life, or really to say, what are places in my life that might need to be reconciled, that Christ may then fill me with grace, with his strength, and with hope that I can live with the expectation that his coming is truly real, it's for me, it's for God's people, and most of all, it's for God's kingdom. Let us rejoice and know that God not only wants us to be ready, but he always wants us to be able to receive his gifts, and thus we embrace the word of faith, of hope, of love, and even repentance.